Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Hafey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting second. The right fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Wheaton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Woody Wheaton. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gutteridge for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Stevens reaches second base with a double. There goes McQuinn trying to get to home. Garrison throws the ball into Kell, who relays the ball to Hayes, who tags McQuinn, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hafey hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth is hit by the pitch. Lobbs moves to second. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-2 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheaton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Krivic bunts towards the mound. Wheaton fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hafey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Hafey reaches second base with a double. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. McGee reaches second base with a double. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to third. Garrison moves to second. Two outs. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 3 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 3 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.